Kicking up day number four of the Rochester International Jazz Festival with one of my favorite young men of trumpet today, Givden Jelen. Givden, welcome back to Rochester.
How you doing, man? It's great to be back. I think the last time was 2 years ago. Feels great.
So catch us up. Last time you were here was 2 years ago, and what have you been doing for music and touring, and catch us up.
So yeah, I've just basically been working up a new band right now, and we have a new album coming out later this year. And so we're, you know, introducing a lot of new music that people haven't heard from me as yet, and also doing a little bit more traveling this summer as well. Yeah.
So where are your travels taking you?
So we're going to be going a lot to the Bahamas, which is my hometown. So I'm there at least once a month. And then I'm also going to be at Newport Buffalo Jazz Festival. And then we're also going to be at the London Jazz Festival in October.
Congrats. Wow, that's amazing.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate that.
So talk about the new album, the concept you're doing, because you're always trying to challenge yourself and push yourself and your music.
Well, the new album is called Island Dreamer, and a lot of it is basically going back to my hometown. So there's a lot of things going in the background in terms of the whole entire project. So I have educational initiatives going on in the background and other things going on community-wise, you know. And then the music, I'm basically getting a lot of island music together. I have my brother playing drums. I know, it's crazy. And then I also have like the jazz element, which is kind of to connect or bridge the two worlds that kind of that are a part of my musical DNA. I think we talked about that last time. Yeah.
So for folks who don't know where you're from, where are you from?
I'm originally from the Bahamas. And, you know, it started off with me being, you know, in an environment where a lot of that island music was being played. And at a certain point in time, I got introduced to jazz. And for some way, that created a bridge for me. So it's my way to basically also show people that, hey, there's a connection here between these two, you know, maybe may seem distant sort of genres. Yeah.
Speaking with Givden Jelen. Givden, talk about the influence and impact of Roy Hargrove on you and your life.
Well, it's been a huge impact ever since I heard him for the first time, which was when I was about 12, I want to say. And yeah, from since then, he's been a huge inspiration to me. And I was so fortunate to be able to meet him in New York about 2 years before he passed. And that amount of time that I spent with him was probably a dream come true, because I always dreamt of times to be able to hang out with Roy, learn from him, and talk to him about the music. And, you know, he was very open, especially during that time. And he just poured, and he poured in everyone, you know. But obviously, me being in the right time and the right place, I was able to really get lucky, you know. So, yeah, it was a great experience.
Also, talk to me about the impact of Eric Wyatt and the whole small scene and what that was like for you to, in terms of, like, growth as a musician and as an artist.
Eric Wyatt is one of those people that definitely goes and makes sure that he knows what's going on. He's, you know, he always is in touch, and he's done it for a lot of musicians before me. But I remember when I first was playing at Smalls, he came up to me and he said, "Hey, man, what's your name?" And that introduction created a whole, you know, sort of created more opportunities, because he invited me to a record date right away, and, you know, we started doing more gigs. And, you know, I'm happy to see him because he's like a community sort of guy, and I'm glad that he's still doing Smalls, and I know he's doing big things right now with ASAP Rocky, and yeah, so I'm happy for him, and, you know, I'm glad that we also we have like two albums together, I think. Yeah.
So what can we expect out of tonight's show?
Tonight is going to be exciting, man. I have a lot of great musicians, a lot of heavy hitters. I have a lot of this young guy, Cosmo Lieberman, just graduated high school, young saxophonist. He's a little great player to watch out for in the future. Esteban Castro, also a Juilliard graduate, just amazing on piano. My brother on drums, Kyle Benford on drums. And then we'll have Mats Sandahl on bass, who's also a very inventive bass player. And the drum chair, obviously, because it's an island album, I had to really get the rhythm up there, you know? So yeah, it feels exciting. I think people are going to be, you know, they're going to feel like they're a part of a journey, because that's really what it is, you know. Yeah.
Givden Jelen here on Jazz 90.1. Last question. Talk about your love of playing pool, billiards. Where did that come from, and what are your favorite games to play?
Well, I started playing in COVID. Once COVID started, I was, like, you know, stuck in the house. But then I was living across the street from a pool hall. So I just wondered, okay, what is this like? You know, and I went in there and I saw guys playing crazy shots, and I was just, you know, I was drawn to it to a point where I said, okay, let me see if I can learn this thing, and I figured out how hard it was. It made me feel like how jazz was, you know, to learn. It made me, so it was also a thing to me to realize too that it's similar, because music or jazz especially is about what you can hear. When it comes to pool, it's about what can you see. Mm. It's like the same sort of connection between one day you can play and then a year later you're like, I never saw that, but you know, a year later now I'm seeing this. Or I can be playing a year before and then a year later I'm like, I never heard that, but now I'm actually hearing this and now I can actually apply this, you know. And I think that connection to me is deep, and you know it inspires me. It also boosts up my concentration muscle. I like to call it. So yeah.
Playing tonight and tomorrow. Givden, welcome back to Rochester, and congratulations on all the great success.
Thank you so much, brother. It's great to see you again, man.